God making me. I might have another one. I don't know. I don't see it. I didn't see them other ones. Praise God. Thing about it is, you might not see them, but if God sees them, he's going to break your vessel. That old commandment goes forth. Ain't nothing you're going to do about it either. Ain't nothing stops that. Break the vessel! Break it in the sight of all the people. Let them see that broken vessel. All right, Revelation 2, 26 through 29. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, the same will I give him power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Virtually the same thing is recorded in the book of Psalms. Psalm 2 verses 9 and 10. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear. Rejoice with trembling. Or he'll break you in pieces. Some of them won't never get put back together again. If you're a vessel of mercy, then the Lord will prepare you for what? Glory! Praise the Lord. God has prepared the vessels of mercy to break them, put them together, and fill them with honor and glory, that we might demonstrate the glory of God by being a vessel sanctified, meet for the Master's use, and prepared unto every good work. God don't want a vessel he can't use for every good work. Just a few things, just some things, just now and then. That disquiets God. It displeases and grieves him. And first thing you know, the order's going to come. Break that vessel. He's got a good vessel breaker. You know that? You read that in Psalm 38 about David, that old vessel breaker. That old loathsome disease he's got in my loins. That'll break you. I had one little taste of that. As far as that's concerned, that's in a prostate gland infection. Them things can kill you. That was helping break me. Another time it was constipation. That lasted 9 days. I was constipated and no BM, no bowel movement, no, not even a growling or moving in my loins or intestines or stomach for 9 days. God was breaking me. Then another time, God was breaking me. God made David a man after his own heart, a vessel that he had pleasure in, a vessel that was sanctified, a vessel that was meet for the Master's use, a vessel prepared to glory for every good work. He broke him. The commandment come. Break him. Then God began the miraculous ministry of restoration in putting him back together again. In the 8th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 8th chapter, beginning in verse 9. Associate yourselves, O you people, and you shall be broken in pieces. Give in, all you far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Then down in verse 15, many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken. Now this is God's people he's talking about. This is Christians, if you please. Many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared, and be taken. What does that remind you of? Reminds me of Isaiah 28:13. That the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. When you don't hear the word of God preached and give ear and heed to the admonitions and counsel and exhortations and warnings from the man of God, God sends an order. He issues a fiat. Break him. break him. And it shall be done. I'll guarantee you that. In the 30th chapter of Isaiah. Consider this, beginning in verse 8. Now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things. Come right here, none of them rebukes and fancy exhortations and counsel. We don't want to hear it. Prophesy deceits to us. Get out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word, you trust in perversion and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly as in an instant. See, when God issues the order, the fiat, break him, breaker, it comes instantly. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. Do you hear that? It'll be broken like you take a beautiful vase and drop it on a concrete floor. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it a sherd to take fire from the hearth. That hearth, there won't even be a big enough a piece of that vase to scoop up ashes out of the fireplace. Or to take water with all out of the pit. If you need to drink, there wouldn't be a little piece left that you could scoop up and get a few drops of water with it. God said, I'll break it so fine. That reminds me of a scripture in the New Testament in 1 Peter 2. Whoever this stone falls upon shall be ground to powder or ground to pieces. Whoever falls on it shall be broken. See, you'll break if you fall on that stone when warning, when rebuke, like David, when iniquity, when foolishness has arisen. You begin to live foolishly, if you fall on that stone, you'll be broken. But if you wait till that stone falls on you, it'll grind you to powder. I didn't get to that while ago in Isaiah the 8th chapter about that, where it talks about that stone of stumbling and rock of offense that he put there in the house of Israel. He's talking to the church in the 8th chapter of Isaiah I just came from. Verse 13 and 14, I skipped over it. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself. Let him be your fear, let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, and for a gin and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. That's what 1 Peter 2 writes about Jesus. He's a rock of stumbling and a rock of offense to those that stumble at the word, being disobedient. See, when you don't hear. Now verse 15, Isaiah 30, going on. Thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Hey, return and rest, you'll be saved. In quietness and confidence, you'll be strong. But you wouldn't do it. But you said, no, we'll flee on horses. Therefore shall you flee. And again they said, we'll ride upon the swift. God says, yeah, and he that pursues you is going to be swifter. And that's something. God always, you don't catch God off guard. No way. Then he goes on and says this, 20 and 21. Boy, I love these two verses. Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed in a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk you in it. when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Verse 23 said, then he'll give you the rain of thy seed, and thou shalt sow the ground, and the bread of the increase of the earth. It'll be fat and plenteous. In that day shall the cattle feed in large pastures. Ah, Lord, have mercy. Think about what God can do either way for us. How he can bless, enlarge us, increase us, make us honorable and make us glorious vessels to bear his glory. Or we can go around bearing shame and reproach and being foolish.